an idea of God. That deep emotional conviction of the presence of a superior reasoning power, which is revealed in the incomprehensible universe, forms my idea of God. Albert Einstein. What forms your idea of God?
Hello, this is Jared Altman responding to the question, what forms your idea of God? This is a good one for me to get. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And I have to say, what forms my idea of God is my experience of God. And by that, I don't mean a big man or woman or animal up in the sky that, you know, speaks to me with a direct line, bestows revelation on me. Although I have had experiences in my life where I felt a transcendent immensity that seemed to overpower all of my faculties and seemed to direct me towards a course of action. And I think that as Unitarian Universalists, we can easily get caught up in that idea of God and trying to form it with our intellects. And you know, my idea of God, as much as I can get into that, is referencing back to the experiences, those ecstatic experiences of the holy, those that transcendent immensity that overpowered my life, and trying to understand what was going on in my life that caused that to happen, and what was it pushing me towards? What parts of my life hadn't I brought together for the greater good that I needed to, that those experiences were reminding me that I needed to pay attention to? In that sense, you know, my idea of God, you know, I have a hard time with that because my experience of God is so much more powerful, and I do my best to try to not turn that into an idea. Because what I've noticed is when I turn it into an idea that I have this understanding of God, it puts God in a box. And any box that I can put God in, I'm not really talking about God anymore. I'm talking about some very small sliver of potential. What part of God might be? So I guess in it's an entirety, you know, my idea of God is that I have these experiences from time to time in my life, often when I'm really getting off track with what I should be doing and where I should be putting my intention, that bring me back towards wholeness and right relations and caring for others. And that while those experiences motivate me and help me see the world in a more loving way, I can't encapsulate them in one experience. I can't write down what God is. I can write down what I've learned about what I should be doing and what I feel God is calling me to do. But the moment I try to have an idea about God, it limits my ability to interact with that experience of God. And that's a constant tension in my life, because as a human being, I function in the world with ideas. My mind creates ideas to help me understand and work in the world. If I didn't have a mind that did these kind of things, I wouldn't get very far. I'd probably die because I wouldn't have an idea of food or shelter or friendships or how to go about interacting with people. So it's a big tension. It's knowing that I have some, having faith that I have some sense of God in my life, that I have some incomplete idea that I must constantly work to not let become an idol in my life. So that's my idea of God.